Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. We have the best dinner of the year just a couple days away now, and while many of us have been thinking turkey and trimmings, you'd best think about desserts too, because folks are expecting them. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, there's still time to whip up something special for your guests.
Yeah, and you know me, I don't want to be doing a lot of cooking on Thanksgiving. I want to be doing a lot of eating and drinking.
Okay.
So, you know, killing yourself in the kitchen isn't necessary, especially with a lot of sort of pre-made nice things out there that are quality that you can use to make desserts.
Well, show me a few.
So obviously the pre-made pie shell it has reached new heights these days. I think they're really good out there. And why don't you do something fun instead of doing like banana cream pie, do a pumpkin cream pie.
Oh, nice.
Right? It's
yeah.
a simple play, a lot of fun, and easy to make. And these pre-baked pie shells will get you started in 2 seconds.
Yeah, that doesn't take any time at all.
Any time at all. Another fun thing that I love are vanilla wafers.
Mm-hmm.
Such a great cookie. Well, they also are great to grind up and make a great cheesecake crust.
Oh.
So doing, you know, a maple cheesecake with roasted apples on a vanilla wafer crust.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just a great little twist. And again, instead of the graham crackers, the vanilla wafers add sort of an interesting, you know, vanilla sweetness to this maple cheesecake, which is just delicious.
Yeah, we still got some apples coming in from the market.
And we can roast the apples. They just put, they go on top and make a really lovely topping for this
yeah,
cheesecake.
Yeah,
obviously, everybody knows puff pastry.
Yeah,
you
sure.
can buy it in sheets. There's this thing called a flat pie. It's not made in a pie tin. It's just made on a cookie sheet. And since puff pastry has such a big sort of rising activity, you basically just put a piece of puff pastry down. I did pears and pumpkins. Cooked roasted pears and pumpkins, sliced them, alternated them, brushed it with egg, and then put another piece of puff pastry on top, and just baked it flat.
No kidding.
And it rose up about an inch and a half.
Nice.
And it's
nice.
I sliced it in squares and served it with ice cream.
You know, you can go wandering through the farmer's market and pick up some, there's still a lot of pumpkins out there. The
of course.
Small ones for cooking are the ones you're looking for.
Exactly.
Yeah,
another
nice.
Thing that people, I think, rarely grab a hold of is phyllo dough. It's a little bit of work because you unravel it and sort of brush butter in between each layer.
Yeah, those are really thin, skinny
little. But if you build
layers.
Up like 6 or 7 layers and use that as your pie crust, it's no fail. It's always light and flaky. And so a phyllo dough pumpkin pie makes life a lot easier. And then and it also has a great texture, which a lot of people love.
Jerry, when we were talking about pumpkins a few weeks ago, you told me about the long pie pumpkin.
Oh, yeah.
And I've actually seen a few of them.
Have
around.
You really?
Yeah, yeah. And you said that was probably one of the very best.
I think it is, without
so
a doubt.
It looks sort of like a torpedo, I
it
guess.
It does. Oh, yeah, they're very funny, right?
If you see one, folks, go get it because it's great for pies.
Uh-huh. I mean, and then the other thing that's the good old standby that you can always do and do relatively easy is bread pudding.
Sure, yeah.
You've always got bread lying around. You're probably going to have some for your stuffing. And then do something fun like pumpkin bread pudding that you can add in things like dried cranberries or walnuts. Or again, of course, the sky's the limit. And bake this in a big casserole dish and just serve it in big scoops. You know, there's no need to be sort of fancy or cut it up or do anything like that. But again, it's 2 minutes just to sort of make the base, which is eggs, sugar, cream. Add in the bread and then whatever else you want to put in
And
there.
You'll have lots of things laying around from
exactly.
cooking your Thanksgiving dinner that,
sure.
that would be great in this.
That's right. And then you just throw it in the oven. I mean, it
That's
can't
right.
be any easier.
A little vanilla ice cream at the end.
Of course.
Bang,
always
everyone's
helps.
Happy.
Yeah.
A perfect ending to a great meal.
Exactly.
We're going to put these recipes on the website, wypr.org, and you can look them up. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.